You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Artists plan all year to get their pieces ready for wearable art, and it's back this year with an in-person runway show. Joining us now to talk about that, Nancy DeCherney, Executive Director for the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, how are you, Shelley?
I'm great, thanks. And Kathleen Harper, Wearable Arts Manager. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello there.
Hello, good to see you both. Kathleen, let's start with you. So I really enjoyed the virtual show last year, but what does it mean to you to have wearable art back again in person?
It's pretty great. We were pretty proud of how we transitioned last year, but you know, the models on the stage going down the runway get so much energy from the audience that is there live. It's just such a great feeling, I think, for everybody in the room. Both for the audience to get that sort of like, oh my gosh, moment, you know, as they all see the reveal and see it as it walks past them, and the models and the artists really feed off of that sort of energy that they get from the live viewers. So to be able to have that again is really kind of pretty exciting. We are, however, doing this year as a hybrid. So there will be live seats available at Centennial Hall, but then also live stream seats available as well to offer as many different opportunities for people to see the show as possible this year.
Well, that's great. I wasn't aware of that. You might have gotten cut off there, Nancy, but don't worry. I heard your message loud and clear, and we'll be sure to repeat it a couple of times before this interview is over. But Nancy, how about you? I know it hasn't been easy to make decisions about any event for a long time, let alone this one. How are you feeling about it?
I'm trying to be as flexible as possible. You just have to make some plans and then you have to change them. And I think the Arts Council crew has done a really good job with that, but I am very excited. We're making some changes for this year because it's going to be, we have the COVID mitigation things that we have to do. So it's a different runway layout, different than before. So you can see that on the website. And we're not going to have bars inside because of the COVID situation. So we're having an outdoor beach bonfire.
Wow. Cool. in accordance with the theme, oceanic overtures. What's an ocean without a beach, and what's a beach without a bonfire? I like it.
Exactly. Yeah. So stand by for more on that.
Yes. Well, Kathleen, as we mentioned already, the theme is oceanic overtures. I know it's still a month out, but have you seen any of the submissions yet?
So the applications for entry were due the very beginning of this month. So we have started the artist interview process where we kind of talk with each of the artists about their ideas and their goal and how they kind of see their piece going down the runway. And we'll actually start rehearsals this weekend, actually. So things are moving at pace.
It's sooner than you think.
We have at this point mostly just seen sketches and a few in-progress photos. So that's part of the fun of wearable art, is that the artists may have these inspirations and ideas, and then they madly get to work. And especially January is just a flurry of people like cutting things and pinning things and putting things together. And we really won't see what the final pieces look like until that dress rehearsal on the day of.
Thursday? Are we having a dress rehearsal?
We'll see the pieces, but we won't see all the like hair and makeup, but sometimes that can be like a lot too. So it's exciting to kind of see the progress of the pieces as they slowly come together. And then we see most of them during our tech process, and then our final dress rehearsal, we kind of see everything before the audience then gets to see it. So it's an exciting process as everybody's visions go from sketch to reality.
And I bet the two don't always match up, but that sounds like that would be the fun part for me at least. Do we know who the hosts are going to be?
I believe we have our same MCs from the last couple of years, which is Erica Lee and Richard Carter.
Richard Carter.
Okay.
Speaking out of turn. It's like Kathleen was saying, the energy in the room takes the sort of static piece that the people have created and turn it into a whole experience. So I'm really happy that we're able to be live this year.
So. Yeah. Live and the hybrid option is always good to have. As you mentioned, tickets are on sale now. The event is February 12th and 13th. And as we already mentioned, it's going to look a little different this year than it did before. So what do attendees need to know before they buy a ticket or if they're thinking about attending?
They have to be members of the Arts Council to buy their tickets now. They can, if you're not a member, you have to wait till the 17th. You have to be vaccinated and plan to wear a mask. So those are things.
That's if you attend in person. And if you purchase a live stream ticket, you can just watch from home?
Yep. Just do whatever you like. Yep.
And so then those requirements are not the same for the live stream tickets. You can be whatever you want to be.
Do what you want. Go where you want to go.
Yeah. But whether you want to attend live and in person or attend live stream, you need to be a member to purchase that ticket now?
Correct.
Can you become a member and then purchase a ticket like today all at once?
We're here to help you out. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
This fundraiser of the year for the Arts Council, and the money goes to helping us with our student scholarships, our artists, individual artists in grants, and to help keep the JAC open and functioning at an affordable cost for the local folks that like to use this space. So. Like you said, Folk Fest was just in last night using the gallery for a board meeting because you're coming up with something.
That's right. That's right. We'll save that for another interview. Back to wearable art. I know that while some things are different, some things remain the same, however, and you will still need volunteers. Is that right? Can you tell us about those opportunities?
Yep. And we'll have those volunteer slots posted probably tomorrow, but definitely by Friday. We won't be having a silent auction in the middle of the lobby like has happened in the past, so we don't need all the auction volunteers. We do have an auction online, and we do need people to donate and help with that. So that will be available. But yeah, we'll get the volunteer slots posted here pretty soon so people can help out with ushering and handing out programs or whatever else needs to be done.
And then, and what would the perks be of being a volunteer?
Well, you get to be in the room, and we have some seats reserved. But it's great. You're a fan. You are part of the production and you're part of the team. And I think, you know, I'm one of those people that's not usually an audience member. I'm usually a back in the kitchen doing things kind of person. So for people like that, this is a really nice way to get involved and get to know people and meet the artists and do all sorts of things. So it's fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good deal. And I understand there'll be a raffle as well.
Yes, we just got the tickets in the door just this afternoon. $10 gives you also the live stream thing. If you buy a raffle ticket, you get the live stream, so you don't have to buy both. Two Alaska Airlines tickets, round trip, wherever they fly. Mm-hmm. Alaska Airlines is always so helpful for us. They're our major sponsor for this event. They always come down. I don't know if you remember the year that their drill team came down. I really liked that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, so,
yeah, I like that. So if I'm understanding right, if you buy a raffle ticket, you are admitted to the live stream with the price of the purchase, ticket purchase. And, you know, if that were the case, could you attend both nights or one night only?
I think you do both. I mean, we haven't kind of worked all the live stream stuff out yet, but it will probably give you also future links. I'm not positive about that. But anyway, we have some people who've already been calling for it. They watched last year's from Arizona. So they were like, I want to do this now. I got to get those tickets up too.
Yeah. All right. Well, wearable art, the return of wearable art live and in person. Oceanic Overtures is the theme. Tickets on sale now to members. And yeah, is there anything else that either of you want to say about wearable art?
No, but I will tell you, we just got today news that we are going to have the gospel celebrations at the end of February. So people have been tomorrow.
Say that one more time, Nancy. You cut out.
We're going to have the gospel celebrations. I just got that confirmed. So the gospel workshops will happen February 21st, and we'll have the gospel celebration at Centennial Hall on the 27th of February. So.
That's
great
news.
About that. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Sign up.
I'm a little rusty, but I know that people love that event. So I'm glad to hear that it's back and people can come and participate in that. So thank you, Nancy, and thank you, Kathleen, for the info. Best of luck to you as the manager of Wearable Art. I know that's no easy job, so I hope you're sleeping at night, staying hydrated, all that stuff. No, she's not. Well, it was great to talk to you guys both. Anything else that you wanted to share today?
Oh, thank you very much, Shelley.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Well, like
we'll
I said,
see you there, right?
I should be there. Best of luck.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.